The trial of Officer Caesar Goodson begins this morning with motions hearings in Courthouse East. Goodson is one of six Baltimore police officers charged in relation to the arrest and death of Freddie Gray last year. Goodson drove the van in which prosecutors say Gray suffered his fatal injuries, and he's facing the most serious charges in the case: second-degree depraved heart murder, involuntary manslaughter, and assault. As WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports, this may be the most important trial yet.
Prosecutors have yet to get a conviction in this case. Officer William Porter's trial ended in a hung jury last December. He's to be retried in September. And Circuit Judge Barry Williams acquitted Officer Edward Nero of all charges last month. Defense attorney Warren Brown, who has been watching the trials, calls Goodson's trial the kingpin of the state's case and that prosecutors need a conviction here.
If Goodson doesn't work out for them in terms of a substantial conviction, then it really undermines the vitality of the balance of their cases against Miller, who is in a similar situation as Nero, Sergeant White, who everybody's scratching their head as to why she was even charged, and with regard to Porter and Rice.
He's referring to Officer Garrett Miller and Sergeant Alicia White, two of the others charged in Gray's death. Former city prosecutor Debbie Hines says this trial is the one to watch.
Everyone thus far has testified has pointed the van driver as the one who was most responsible for seat belting Freddie Gray. And the state's case evolves primarily around the issue that Freddie Gray should have been seat belted and he was in the van.
The transport van made several stops as it took Gray from the 1700 block of Presbury Street, where he was arrested, to the Western District Station on April 12, 2015. Prosecutors say Gray's injury occurred between the second stop at Mount and Baker Streets, where Gray was placed in leg shackles, and the fourth stop, where Officer Porter responded to a call for a prisoner check from Goodson. The call for a prisoner check, according to prosecutors, happened between the third and fourth stop, and Goodson was the only officer at the third stop, North Fremont and Mosher Streets. In addition, Hines points out testimony in the earlier trials placed responsibility for securing Gray in the van on Goodson.
One of the witnesses has already testified that the likely cause of what caused the injury that resulted in Freddie Gray's death was a result of the van either quickly stopping or coming to a quick deceleration.
In layman's terms, a rough ride. But Hines says that term will not be used during the trial. That's because the state is building a case of negligence against Goodson.
So they're focusing on the fact of the seatbelt, and you're going to hear the description given by the medical examiner as to how she felt that the injury-causing death occurred.
Besides that, Warren Brown says prosecutors have no evidence that a rough ride took place.
If there had been evidence of a rough ride, I submit that Goodson probably would have been the only one who was charged.
At 46, Officer Goodson is the oldest of the six officers charged, and Brown says he had the cushiest job of the lot. All he had to do was pick up detainees and drop them off at either Central Booking or at the Western District.
You're not actually having to engage in the chase of people down some trash-strewn, rat-contaminated alleys, or go up into the homes of apartments or businesses, individuals in some of these combat zones in the city. Oh, no, you just, when they do all of that, you just pick the person up and drop them off.
That cushy job put him at the place and time Freddie Gray was arrested. Whether he will be sent to jail for being in that position will be decided by a jury that will be picked starting tomorrow. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.